Hello, Awe Islanders! Today we continue our extra special two-part story with episode number 502. If you missed it, the first part of the story is in episode 500. We hope you enjoy the continuation of our Awe Island celebration as we say thank you to our Awe Island family. We are so grateful for all your support of our show. And now, let's get ready to relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you're ready to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel your hands warming as you slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other, feel the energy in the ball growing. Move your hands apart again. Then towards each other. Let go of the energy ball and allow it to roll down to your feet. Imagine the ball releasing energy into your feet. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And enjoy the feeling of warmth in your feet. Feel the energy warming your legs as it flows up to your lower back. The stream of energy warms your back and you relax. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. The energy stream flows into your tummy. Feel the warmth. Your tummy is calmed by the loving energy. Relax and breathe in and out. The loving energy flows up into your chest and heart. Feel your heart relax and warm as it swells with love. Enjoy the feeling and take a deep dragon breath in and out. The energy flows up into your neck. Feel your neck warm and soften. Breathe in and out. Allowing the energy to flow up into your forehead, just above your eyes, and between your eyebrows. The loving energy reaches the top of your head. Notice the energy is now flowing through your entire body. Feel it warming your toes, your legs, your back, your tummy, your heart, your neck, and your head. Continue to feel the warmth of the loving energy as it flows through you. From your toes up to the top of your head and out. Notice how the energy keeps flowing. A constant stream fills you with love. Let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath, in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath. In and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Celebration on Awe Island. The sun shone brightly on Awe Island. The sky was perfectly blue. The ocean waves were gentle. The breeze gently caused the trees and flowers to sway. It was as if the entire island was ready for a wonderful day. And indeed, everyone on the island was ready for a wonderful day. Today was the day of the big Aue Island celebration party. Dragon woke up gently. Something felt special already. Eyes opening and taking a big stretch, Dragon sat up and looked around. What was happening today? Something big and something special. Oh yes, all of a sudden Dragon remembered. Today was the day of the big Aue Island party. Quickly getting up, Dragon hurried outside. Oh yes, it was a gorgeous day, perfect for an outdoor celebration. Everyone had been asked to find a treasure to bring to the party to share with everyone else. Dragon's treasure was strawberries, which would be picked from a small clearing not too far from the cave. Dragon would go pick them up now to have plenty of time before the party. Taking deep dragon breaths, savoring the fragrant morning air, Dragon walked quickly to the clearing where the strawberries were growing. Reaching the clearing, Dragon looked around for something to put the berries into after they were picked. Oh, that would be perfect. A great big banana plant leaf. Picking up one of the large leaves from the nearby banana plant, Dragon began to search for strawberries amongst the small green plants on the ground. Finding each small berry was like its own mini treasure hunt, and Dragon had such a good time that the time passed quickly. But after a while, Dragon realized the banana leaf was full of berries, and the sun had climbed higher in the sky. The party would begin soon. As Dragon gathered up the berries, there was a buzzing and a flash. It was Dharma Dragonfly. "Hi, Dragon," Dharma said, slowing her frantic flight. "Nice to see you. Sorry to be in a rush, but I volunteered to be the coordinator for the fireflies. They're lighting up the tables at the party, you know. See you at the party. Bye." Smiling a little at how speedy Dharma always was, Dragon waved goodbye to the little dragonfly as she sped away. Then, Dragon headed toward the stream to wash any dirt remaining on the berries. As Dragon approached the stream, the sound of singing and drumming could be heard. Dragon knew who that was. It was Nap Nap Crocodile, practicing her song for the party. "Hi, Dragon," she said merrily, pausing the drum of her tail. "Are you excited for the party?" Dragon nodded with a smile. "What's your treasure?" Nap Nap asked. Beginning to wash them in the stream, Dragon showed her the berries. "Oh, very nice," Nap Nap said. "They look delicious." After Dragon finished washing the berries and waved goodbye to Nap Nap, Dragon heard a thudding noise and felt a slight rumble of the earth below. Looking around for the source of the sound, Dragon spotted Ballet Bunny standing under a big tree near the stream. She was thumping her feet on the ground to warm up her body in preparation for her dance performance, and also just to share her excitement about the party with everyone. Tad and Tanner Toad, who were sitting near the edge of the stream, could not hear Ballet's stomping, as they were deaf. But they could feel the vibration of the earth caused by the stomping, so they knew the party was getting ready to start. The toad's treasure was a collection of small stones to put on top of the napkins so they wouldn't blow away in the wind. The toads took their stones and climbed on top of Nap Nap's back to ride with her to the party. In the meantime, Dragon, gathering up the berries, flew off into the sky. It would be faster to reach the party by flying instead of walking. Flying through the bright sky while grasping a big leaf full of berries, Dragon could see the sparkling train down below. The train was full of Awe Island families carrying picnic baskets and blankets, all headed toward the party. Dragon waved down to the sparkling train, who smiled back in greeting. Flying was indeed faster than walking, so Dragon soon arrived at the clearing, where Marvin Maple, Opie Oak, and Wilma Willow were adjusting their leaves and branches to make nice shady spots for the partygoers. Dragon saw that Max and Mia, who had already arrived, were placing the flowers that they had picked yesterday on some big tables. After saying hello, Dragon placed the leaf full of strawberries onto the table. The berries looked delicious. Now that the berries were safe on the table, Dragon looked around to see how else to help. Dragon noticed that Billy was trying to pull Winona Wagon over the bumpy ground. Winona was carrying big pitchers of lemonade that seemed to be heavy. Seeing that Billy was struggling a little, Dragon helped him to pull the wagon over to the table and put the pitchers on the table. The penguins had just arrived with ice from the northern part of Awe Island, so Dragon helped put ice around the lemonade to keep it cold. Honora, who had just arrived, was putting leaves out on the ground. The leaves were for some of the smaller animals, so it would be easier for them to reach the food. Dragon helped Honora with this task, putting some of the strawberries from the table onto the leaves. Nutsy and Peanut put some of the nuts they collected yesterday onto the leaves as well. More of the children had arrived by now, and Dragon saw that someone had brought Bliss Blanket. Emily and Owen and Andy were spreading her out on the ground, opening up the picnic baskets and putting the contents on the little blanket. Dragon decided to put some of the strawberries on the blanket too, so that more people could enjoy the fresh berries. By now, everyone had arrived. James and Julia and Raj were painting the finishing touches on the big sign that said, "Welcome, Awe Island family," in big letters. The fireflies had arrived and were lighting up the tables with their brightness. The party had begun. Soon everyone had brought something. There was lots of delicious food and good things to drink. Everyone really enjoyed Dragon's strawberries. After everyone had had a chance to eat and drink, Rebel, Riley, and Rob Raccoon led everyone in cleaning up the area so that the performances could begin. One of the children played a beautiful song on Clara Clarinet. Frida, Fernando, and Felicity Frog sang a brand new song that Fernando had written. The frogs sang the chorus in harmony, and Jerry Robin sang the verses. Ballet Bunny had prepared a dance routine for everyone. Nap Nap Crocodile sang a little song. Some of the other animals and the children made speeches or recited short poems. The last performance was the air show that Harmony Helicopter had choreographed. Hazel, Hawk, Holly, and Herb Airplane made amazing formations in the air. At the end, everyone applauded enthusiastically. After the performances, everyone got a chance to chat and play games together. Everyone thanked each other for sharing their treasures with each other. Whether the treasure was something to eat, or look at, or watch, everything that everyone brought helped make a wonderful party for the whole Awe Island family to celebrate friendship. Finally, it started to get dark. Everyone was starting to get tired, but everyone helped clean up and carry things away. It didn't take too long before everyone could start heading home. Thanking each other and giving each other big hugs, all the partygoers said their goodbyes, feeling grateful to each other for all helping make such a wonderful party. Dragon flew back home, and quickly reached the cave. Feeling very tired, but so happy, Dragon sank gratefully into bed. With a big stretch and a big yawn, Dragon cuddled deep into the cozy bed. Dragon felt grateful for that everyone had enjoyed the strawberries. Dragon felt grateful everyone had worked together to make an amazing party. Most of all, Dragon felt grateful to live on Awe Island, a special place full of such special friends. Dragon took a deep dragon breath, in and out. With eyes closing, Dragon took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Finally, feeling totally relaxed, Dragon took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. And fell asleep, thinking of all the many future adventures to be had with the entire Awe Island family. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.